Blackouts, water shortages, and a healthcare system at its knees, Venezuelans are desperate for a solution. Opposition leader Juan Guaido claims to be just that. The U.S. and many Western and South American countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's new president, but Nicolas Maduro refuses to give up power. And ratcheting up that power struggle, a Venezuelan court now wants to strip Guaido of immunity from prosecution. The BBC's Will Grant is in Caracas.
I think it's another step in the direction of sort of adding more pressure to Mr. Guaido's shoulders. Of course, he says that's completely illegitimate because the only people who can strip immunity is the parliament itself, of which he is the head, and that's not about to happen. However, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is a loyalist to President Maduro. We fully expect them to ratify it at some point.
What are Venezuelans saying about this proposal to strip Guaido of immunity from prosecution?
At this stage, I think most Venezuelans are concerned with much more mundane issues. They're trying to make ends meet. They're trying to get water amid the water shortages. They're trying to survive with no power. They're trying to get food when no bank card machines are working anywhere in the country. You know, they're much more concerned about the fact their children aren't going to school. Of course, they've got an eye on the politics, more than an eye on the politics. They're watching it carefully. And his supporters would be up in arms if he is arrested or put under house arrest or something like that. But right now, I would say that most Venezuelans are far more concerned about day-to-day survival than they are about the well-being of the political classes.
As for President Maduro, he recently said he will allow some aid into the country, which was kind of the first admission on his part that things are not good for Venezuelans right now. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's absolutely significant as well, isn't it? I mean, it's not just a recognition of things not being good. It's a recognition of a humanitarian crisis. The Red Cross compared the operation that they would put in place in Venezuela to the operation that's running in Syria. So that gives us an indication of just how severe things are in this country. You know, it is a humanitarian crisis, and there are very, very few Venezuelans who see it as anything else but.
And on top of the water shortages and the blackouts, yesterday Maduro announced that Venezuela's electricity is going to be rationed to combat those daily blackouts. How do Venezuelans feel about that?
30-day program of rationing. Then they're furious. Many Venezuelans are absolutely furious about this situation. You'll see videos online of people taking to the streets and demanding change, calling for water. Just they want the basics. Of course, you know, we think, well, an electricity blackout, that's frustrating. But sometimes, unless you're living through it, you forget just what life is like without electricity. In this country, because all of the water involves being pumped, you know, into tall apartment blocks or up to the shanty towns, there are a lot of people who just don't have basic water provision either because of the electricity blackout. So if you've got no refrigeration and the little food that you have is rotting in the fridges, you can't get online. You know, it's everything. So it is an extremely exhausting situation for ordinary Venezuelans. The idea that it's going to go on for another month is very tiring. But of course, most think it will go on well beyond that, too.
Well, in a moment, we'll hear how some Venezuelans are finding a way around those problems. The BBC's Will Grant in Caracas. Will, thanks for being there and for your reporting. Appreciate it.
Very well, Marco.